Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In honor of Women's History Month, News and Talk 1380 WAOK presents the special edition of the Sister Soul Talk series, celebrating African American women trailblazers and their accomplishments.
Live well, win well. It is On Point with Wanda Lutton-Stokes right here. News and Talk with 1380. WAOK, time now for our Soul Sister Talk series. And we're glad to have with us today the award-winning Lee Andrea Johnson. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great today. Welcome to Sister Talk. And we just love to just have some great conversation. Leandra Johnson is an American gospel artist, musician, singer, songwriter, and I remember when you just kind of first came to the forefront with the BET Gospel Singing Competition, Sunday's Best. How did you even enter that competition?
Oh, wow. That was such a traumatic time for me at all in once, and a blessing all in once. And my best friend at the time, she was like, girl, you need to just get up and just go try out for Sunday Best. I was like, I just lost my house. So I was not enthused or none of that, but I'm glad I listened to her, and I just stepped out on faith with what I had, nothing, and believed God, and here we are today.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. So when you were singing there and auditioning like with the Sunday Best, you were singing and you got to that final point, were you singing through that loss, through the trauma of losing your house? Were you singing through that?
Yeah, that was on my mind a whole lot because I was like, okay, this has to work. Now, if this don't work, then, I would have felt like I did it for nothing, but I was thinking about all of that. I was thinking about my children, and then thinking about, the opportunity itself, just to be able to share my gift with the world. And that was a push for me. It was always a push for me to just be in a position that I've never been in before. So I had to take the bad and transfer it, into some good energy, So, yeah, it was a lot of things going through my head, but most importantly, my children and being able to share my gift with the world.
Prior to Sunday Best, what type of singing and how much singing had you been doing prior to that? Were you singing in the church, singing in clubs? Like, what were you doing prior to that in terms of musically?
Yes, I was definitely singing in church and doing praise and worship, singing in a choir and all of that. So that singing, was nothing. Nothing new, but definitely in church. That's where I mostly use my voice, definitely in church. So, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, one of the things you said, Leandra, you said that it was a blessing, but also was it the total opposite, like a curse as well, when you won Sunday Best?
you say that one more time.
Was it a blessing and a curse? Was it good and bad for you in winning Sunday Best?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. You know, the good part about it is, you know, the opportunities to create, you know, and work in the studio and, you know, be inspired by, you know, other artists and the judges and having an opportunity to create an album and, you know, music and share my life, you know. But the other side of it is, now you're under a microscope and your life is not yours anymore. So dealing with that was the most, I guess, traumatic part about winning Sunday Best, you know, having to live your life openly, you know. So, yeah, that was good and bad. It was good and bad, I can tell you that.
But Leandra, like when you were thinking about it, and like this Sunday's Best is going to be like this great opportunity, and I'll be able to sing before the world. Did you think in that moment that you could separate the two, that your private life, your personal life is your life, and I can just do this singing, and I can separate the two? But you found out that's impossible.
Well, no, I didn't think that I could separate the two at the time because my mind was just totally focused on, you know, the singing part and having the right song and trying to get through the song. And so never, because after I won, I was catapulted, you know, and I was, you know, I'm still flying. You know, I have not landed yet, and it's been 10 years. June 16th has been my 10th year mark in this industry professionally. So I have not landed yet. I think during this pandemic, I've been coasting. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I haven't managed, but yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it certainly does. And so when you move past Sunday Best, now you're traveling and doing gospel music as a gospel artist. I want to first ask you, what artists or what musical influences have you had over the years that have inspired you?
Well, the late Reverend James Moore, he was a mentor of mine. I used to listen to him like at least 8 times a day, every day.
Wow.
8 times a day. Miranda Clark Cole is my female mentor, you know, but then I've listened to John P. Key, I've listened to Commissioned, I listen to a lot of different artists, you know, Derek Coley's, you know, the Kimberells, you know, the Tupac's, you know, the Marvin Gaye's, you know, so I have a great list who has inspired me along the way. So I'm grateful for that, you know.
And from a songwriter perspective, like who has influenced you from a songwriter perspective?
Oh, wow. I would say as of now, you know, PJ Morton, Hank, Donald Lawrence. I got to be careful how I answer these questions. Oh, man. Oh, because I have the name on top of my head. I just can't even say it. Lord have mercy. It's a female. And I just did work with her. If she's listening, yeah, it will listen. I know she'll know who I'm talking about.
Okay. But I know you did say Kim Burrell was one of the ones that actually inspired you a lot. And so as you've matriculated along the way, I've seen different aspects of your life as it has unfolded over the years. Talk to us about what does it mean to be a gospel artist to you?
Oh, wow. What does it mean to be a gospel artist? Oh, that's a... Oh, man.
Because would you consider yourself a gospel artist?
I consider myself an artist.
An artist. Period. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
But you know, when you were going to Sunday Best, you were considered a gospel artist.
A gospel artist, yes. I mean, you know, inspirational. Oh, Lord. Life, truth, you know, foundation, you know, love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What is my word? What am I going to say? Jesus, I was prepared for this. I promise you I was. But I'm more than a gospel artist. But I'm just saying, in that time, you know, being an example, you know, being able to hold, you know, one another up, hold a torch, you know, being able to care, you know, and be there for one another and show the love of Christ, you know, so through song, yeah.
Okay.
All that through song.
Okay. All right. We're in our Sister Talk series with Leandria Johnson, award-winning artist, gospel artist, singer, musician, artist extraordinaire, sharing with us on today. And when we come back, we're going to ask Leandria Johnson, was that whole labeling of being a gospel artist, was it just too much for her? We'll talk about all of that and more. It is News and Talk 1380 WAOK. You're listening to On Point with Wandalyn Stowe. Live well, win well, Leandria Johnson. It is Sister Talk series right here, News and Talk 1380 with Wandalyn Stokes. On Point with Wandalyn Stokes. Leandria Johnson, when we talk about the church, you were on Ayanla Van Zandt's own dramatic series, Fix My Life. And you shared there about your alcoholic addiction in that case. And how was that for you, being a gospel artist and challenged with alcoholism?
That was very interesting, for one. And then it was also a scary moment, you know, because, you know, nobody really put gospel singer and alcohol together, you know, in the front. You know, it's always gospel singer and whatever you got going on in your life behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. I chose to live my life open for the sake of my supporters, you know, and to allow people to finally hear that just because you have a relationship with God, that doesn't mean that you have any problems or any struggles. So going through that moment was an eye-opener, you know, when I sat with Ayanla. You know, I've never said, hi, I'm Leandria Johnson and I'm an alcoholic. You know, that never came across, would have never came across. I would have never sat with her, you know, but we have to take ownership, you know, for our actions. And, you know, that's something that's not really taught in the church, you know. And so I was just, you know, going through a little situation, you know, but owning up to my stuff, you know. So now that I understand, you know, a little bit more about my problems, you know, it's a little easier now being a gospel artist and still not hiding or not acknowledging and, you know, and knowing that you can get help, you know, and that it's not as bad as it seems, you know, when you just let go and just give it to God and just go get some help.
Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there were even videos that surfaced and was trending in social media with you and your family, and it showed the drinking and the profanity. And you said that you chose to live your life open as a gospel artist. Mm-hmm. What do you say to women, other women who are dealing with different things in their personal space? Do you advise them now at this point, like, to just live their life open, even if they're like in the church or in gospel artist?
To each his own, you know. Everybody mm-hmm. can't handle that fire. Everybody can't mm-hmm. handle everybody in their business, you know. To each his own. I mean, if you want to have a voice, you know, you speak your voice, you know, speak your mind. But if you don't want to share your life story, I don't encourage somebody to do what I did, you know, because you know, it's a lot that comes with that, you know. So, but to all the women, you know, they, you know, whatever they need help with, I mean, I do, I feel that they should seek counsel, you know, mm-hmm. you know, but definitely own up to what you're going through. Don't hide it. Don't try to sweep it under the rug, and don't try to act like it don't exist, you know. And that's the problem when we try to act like the situation don't exist until it's right up on us, you know. And but definitely seek counsel, you know, wise counsel. You know, good therapist. You know, I ain't talking mm-hmm. about no church therapist either. I'm talking about, you know, yeah.
Nobody acting like they're a therapist, but somebody.
Right. Go and sit on their couch and just relax. Mm-hmm.
So do you think while you were going through that you weren't acknowledging some of the things that were happening with you, and that's why down the road you actually got the kind of help that you needed?
Oh, definitely. Because, okay. You know, growing up in the church, you know, you...
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, they tell you one thing and you do another, and they tell you what you can't do, then you see people doing it, you know. So all of that was very traumatic for me as a child. So I held a lot of things in. And alcohol became a coping mechanism. You know, it was something that I could go to. It was my go-to. You know, it became my best friend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I talked with the bottle more than I talked to an individual, you know. So, yeah, that was, yeah.
Do you feel that the church failed you? Do you feel that the church let you down in some regard?
I don't feel like the church itself felt me. I feel like the bylaws, you know, felt me. Their guidelines, you know, felt me. You know, people that says, you know, hold your sister's hand during the time of trouble. You know, pick. You know, be show love and compassion. You know, as Jesus did. You know, that did not mm-hmm. happen, because when it was time for me to get out of the water, when it was time for me to, you know, come forth, you know, nobody was there. You know, some certain people were there, but you get what I'm saying. You know, the majority mm-hmm. of the church kind of was like, okay, well, I'm going to kick you on out. And that's not good. That's not good, but that happens all the time. Like, we compel for them to come into the building, to the church, to pay the tithe, to pay an offering, to give to a building fund. Now, we do all that good, but soon as there is a problem, then there is no help. There is no immediate help. You got to go through all of this just to, you know what I'm saying, to feel love or to be recognized and all this kind of stuff. All this stuff is foolish to me, you know. So, but anyway, that's how it happened. That's how it went. That's how it is, you know. So that's why I continue to live my life openly the way that I do, so to let others know, listen, I'm going through just like you're going through. We may not be going through the same thing, but if I can make it out, you can make it out. There is still success, you know, after, you know what I'm saying? There's still hope after, you know. So, yeah, just stay positive and just believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good approach to it, keeping that hope and staying positive. Is that a challenge within itself? Because a lot of women are dealing with various challenges and seemingly hopeless situations. And you encourage women to just keep pushing. Is that what you do?
Yeah, you have to keep pushing, because if you don't keep pushing, you'll never figure out in the end who you really are. You know, you will never have a chance to say, this is what I passed. You know, this is what I went through, you know. And you got to keep pushing no matter what. You cannot give up. You can't give up. I don't care if you're last. You got to find strength in your situation. You got to find the key to the door that is locked, that may seem locked. You have to keep pushing no matter what. I'm telling you right now, I'm going through something right now, you know, but I'm able to sit here and be on an interview. I'm able to still, you know, survive some things, you know, and because today is my son's birthday and all that. Mm. So, you know, it's a lot going on, but
it's a lot.
I'm just glad that I'm alive. You know, we just got to keep pushing.
Yes. We'll be back with Leandria Johnson and more. How is she surviving and sustaining during this pandemic? We'll talk to her. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes for News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. For you going through, yeah. But stay focused and never lose sight. Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. You're listening to Leandria Johnson and our Sister Talk series at tune entitled Lord Deliver Me. Leandria, it was during that performance in Philadelphia where one of the musicians announced that you were freed from alcohol after spending 30 days behind bars, and you were happy to announce that you were wearing this government-issued ankle bracelet. How was that for you as a parent, like having to wear the ankle bracelet? Because there are so many other women whose life mirrors yours, and having to go through some of the same things and still be a parent, still be a mom. How was that experience for you?
That experience was very interesting as well. Now, you know, it's one thing to be looked upon, you know, by outsiders, but your children. My children, they were very understanding, you know, but they were also, you know, passionate, you know, and they were soft, you know, concerning that situation. But they, you know, I don't think they were alarmed. It was just at first, you know, like my 10-year-old who turned 11 today, I was, you know, trying to tell him, he asked me about it, and I was like, yeah, this is just a little monitor for work or something. I was trying to make an excuse, and he was like, no, it's not. You're on house arrest. I was like, what you know about house arrest? You know, so I just, you know, I had to explain to him, but, you know, after a while, of course they got used to it. You know, they didn't want it on my leg, you know, much as I did or didn't, you know. So, but going through that, it was a little semi-tough time, you know, because they thought they was going to lose their mother, you know. At any moment, when it buzzed, they thought that the police officers were going to come and get me and take me away. So it was a little moment for us all to deal with. But, you know, I got through it, you know, with support. They were a great support system, my children and my family, you know. So it was an eye-opener, you know. So they'll be able to look at it and be like, okay, I know what not to do. You know, so that was a teachable moment also, you know. So I'm glad that I was able to go through that in front of them and be strong and get through it in front of them.
And what do you say to mothers who deal with the same thing and wondering, you know, what should I say to my children? How do I help my children to cope and deal with this that I'm trying to do while I'm on my way to recovery?
Well, I believe in open communication, and I believe that you shouldn't hide anything, you know, from your children. You should talk to them about any and everything and tell them to talk to you about any and everything, even if, you know, it makes you upset or makes them upset, you know, and that's the type of communication I have with my children. You know, we talk about anything. I let them have a voice. Now, you know, back in the day, you couldn't have a voice back in the day. You know, you got said the wrong thing, got slapped in the mouth, you know. I don't believe that. You know, I do believe there's a certain line of respect, you know, that your children should give the parents. But I just allow them to speak their mind, you know, and I think that's the best thing to do, you know, is speak their mind, and we go through things together. You know, we don't go through things secretly. We go through things openly, and we go through things together, and I believe that's what, you know, I could say that to other parents, you know, try it out and see how it works.
You know, Leandria, this pandemic has been a game changer for all of us. And you traveling and doing music, how are you handling the pandemic, sheltering in, and then how are you able to sustain yourself in the midst of this pandemic that we're dealing with?
To be honest, I don't know how I'm handling it. I don't know how in the world I am handling it. I mean, to others, my best friends say, girl, you still moving, honey. You still, It's strange. I've never missed holding a microphone and singing in front of people. Like, I used to, like, low-key, like, when I'm done singing, I'm ready to go to sleep, you know, but I miss the whole long line of pictures and signing autographs and, you know, hugging. And I really miss that. Like, that was, like, fun, you know, and I think I kind of took it for granted, you know. And but this whole pandemic thing, man, it's so much that I could say about what's going on, but I ain't going to get into it today. But I just believe that we all, somebody need to come rescue somebody.
Oh, listen, my God. You're doing everything at the house, huh?
Honey, when I tell you, I just walk outside and go walk down the street because I be like my kids. And then now the schools are saying that they don't want to have them come back to school. They want to do a virtual homeschool. I ain't that type of mama. I ain't that type of mama. Now I need to get a nanny. I need to get a tutor. I got to get all these things in the midst of a pandemic. You get what I'm saying? So
it's
crazy. It's over here. I don't know about anybody else's house, but it's crazy over here. It's way crazy.
And so what do you do musically? Like, what do you do musically when you're used to going out and that's how a great part of how you made your money?
Well, I know, right? I know. That's the question right there. So being virtual, I've did a couple of virtual shows and everything, and of course it's not as near as what I've been making. So, you know, I'm
okay.
We over here, we sardine and up cans, you know, it's tuna fish and cans. Now I'm just playing, but you get what I'm saying.
I get it.
But I've also been able to go into the studio and work on my first single, which is entitled Hold On, which will be out August 21st. So I will be able to encourage someone through song. Hold on. Just hold on. Hold on. Mm. Pepper's on the way now. Hold on, though.
Right. Sudan from Bankhead. Let's see. No, I thought it was Miss Sharon. Miss Sharon from Atlanta. Welcome to the conversation, Miss Sharon.
Well, good afternoon, young ladies.
Good afternoon, Miss Sharon.
Can
you
hear
you?
Me?
Yes.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, she can hear you.
Hello?
Yes,
go ahead,
Miss Sharon.
She can hear you.
Oh, okay. Hi, ladies. I just called to commend you, young lady, for speaking your truth today, for having the courage to do so, because, you know, our Creator wants to actually work miracles and wonders in lives of people that have troubles. That's the evidence of Him working those miracles. Mm. You understand?
Yes.
So things are going to be all right. And children, don't forget, children love you unconditionally. And they're a lot more intelligent than people give them credit to. I mean, credit to have. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So you're doing everything right. Understand that.
Thank you, Ms. Sharon.
This is a wonderful, wonderful interview.
Wow. Thank you, Ms. Sharon. I'm so glad.
I'm not sure how well you guys can hear me. I can barely hear you.
Yes, we can hear you, though.
We can hear you, Ms. Sharon.
So just keep up the good work and stay
encouraged.
Sure will. Stay encouraged because you know what? You've encouraged me today.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's amazing.
I'm inspired.
It makes me feel good.
Yes, ma'am. I'm inspired to keep it moving.
Wow. I appreciate that.
Pressing forward no matter what.
I sure will.
I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Thanks, Miss Sharon. Wasn't it wonderful, Leandria? Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
When we come back, Leandria is going to tell us how often she changes clothes around the house and she gets tired of wearing the same thing every day because she's at home during this pandemic. What does she do to have fun? What does she do to laugh? What does she do to relax? We're going to talk to her even more. It's Sister Talk, right here, News and Talk 1380, WAOK. Andrea Johnson.
You selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Your music has always blessed me. What do you do? You know, you've been through a lot, and people never know. Even what we've seen that has come across through media, through social media and the sort, there's still other things that you've gone through that nobody even knows about. What do you do now to keep yourself encouraged, to laugh, to rest? What do you do?
Well, you know, I like to, you know, have little gatherings, you know. Like my grandmother, okay. I watched my grandmother do this. She used to cook, and she used to invite her friends and family over, and they just eat and just talk and have a good time. And, you know, it's always good to talk to someone and to release whatever that is on the inside. You know, I'm a good old spades player. I love to play spades and conk, you know, card games, all that kind of stuff right now is what it is. You know, a good meal and a good card game. That's all right with me.
That's good. Now, for the children, are you doing a lot of spaghetti? Are you doing a lot of tuna? Or, you know, give us some of those recipes. How many ways can you do tuna? How many ways can you do spaghetti?
Exactly. And that's the whole thing. You know, they tried to tell me, we don't want that. I don't want to eat that no more. You know, I was like, well, I guess you're not hungry then, because it is going to be spaghetti again. You know, spaghetti tonight, spaghetti with fried chicken, spaghetti with fish, you know, fried fish, spaghetti with sausage or however. You know, we going to make it. We're going to make it last. So, but my kids, they're not too picky. You know, sometimes they'll get a bowl of cereal, and I'll be like, hey, well, that works for me. I ain't got to cook, you know. So, but it just, you know, work. You know, breakfast has been lunch and dinner.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, you know, just having fun, you know, not trying to, you know, make it too serious or whatever. And then sometimes I may take them out, you know, to Longhorn or something like that, or to a piece of joint, you know, something, try to mix it up a little bit. But, you know, so, we do get out. We do get out, so.
That's great. Well, you have a new single coming out August 21st. And any final words that you want to just say to sisters and to women, just to encourage and just to inspire them?
Yes, to all of the beautiful queens out there, the yes is inside of you. And just look yourself in the mirror every day and say that I am love. I am light. I am, you know, life, you know. Just encourage yourself. You know, you got to speak to yourself. In this moment, in every moment, we have to speak to ourselves first. We don't need to wait for somebody else to tell us who we are. We got to speak that in existence to ourselves first. That way when somebody said, oh, yeah, we already know that, honey. I'm good. You know, and that's what I want to tell all of the queens out there. Just stand strong. Hold on. Don't give up. And just continue and always, always have your communication with God. Let God lead and guide you.
Very well said. Thank you so much for sharing with us on Sister Talk. I know it's your son's birthday, but I just want to say thank you so much. And you've blessed so many today. And continue to be as great as you are. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. We love you much. Hug and kiss.
Love you.
Okay. Have a good one.
with Leandria Johnson right here, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It's always great to hear from our sisters and words of encouragement and inspiration, and just kind of letting us know how they're navigating and making it through the pandemic and just through life.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.